Okay, we're beginning here by the two dots on the top of Yudayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. Echad omer b'fanai nechtav, u'shnayim omrim b'fanai nechtam kasher. On this, Tosafot comments, according to Rova, this is completely unnecessary. And therefore, what follows, again, in the Gemara is most likely according to Shitat Rabba. And that is because once you have two Edim affirming the signatories to the get, for Rova, you've covered all the issues that you have, which is Ein Edim Mitzuyim. Once you have two Edim testifying about the Chatimot HaEdim on the get, then that issue goes away. Bifanai Nechtav was only there to separate it or to segregate it from regular Kiyum Shtarot. But over here, you have two Edim for the Chatima, so there's no reason to separate it from regular Kiyum Shtarot. Therefore, Bifanai Nechtav, according to Rova, is completely extraneous in this piece of the Mishnah, and is only brought because of the parallel structure to the previous case in the Mishnah, where you have two testifying about the Ktiva and one about the Chatima. So that's just a little note here. Tosafot says it here, it belongs to the Mishnah, but it's important also to the Sugya today, because the Sugya is really not relevant to Rova in that way. So, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Elosha Get Yotze Mitachat Yad Eid Ktiva. That's only the case if the get is brought and the shliach for the get is the one who's testifying about the ktiva. Then asu kishnayim alzeh ukishnayim alzeh. Because now you have two edim testifying to each part of the get. The ed echad who says as a shliach that bifanai nechtav. So then he gets the takanat chachamim, which grants him the power of two edim. And then you actually have two edim testifying about the chatimot ha'edim on the get. So that'll make it that you have two on both parts. Aval, mitachet yedei edei chatima. On the other hand, if the get was brought by those that are testifying about the chatimat ha'edim, pasul. Because then you only have one aid testifying about the ktiva, and that one aid is not a shliach. And since he's not a shliach, he doesn't garner the strength of two edim. Almal kasavar. So from this you would conclude, in the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, shnayim sheviu get mi medinat hayam. Two people will bring a get from Medinat Hayam, tzuchim sheyomru b'faneinu nechtav, u'b'faneinu nechtam, that they have to make this declaration of b'faneinu nechtav, b'faneinu nechtam. Otherwise, why does it matter, or why do you need the first aid, I mean the aid ktiva, and why do you need him to be a shliach, in order to garner the power of two aidim? Simply by having two aidim on the chatima, that should suffice over here, and then you'd be done with the whole get situation. What it's showing you is that you still need, even when you bring two, you still need b'faneinu nechtav u'b'faneinu nechtam. And once again, this makes sense within the sheet of Rabbah, where you're looking for lishma. And because of lishma, you would still require b'faneinu nechtav u'b'faneinu nechtam, even when there are two edim here. Amarle Rabbi Asi elemiato. If that's the case, reisha diktoni, in the reisha where it says, shnayim omrim b'faneinu nechtav, V'chad omer b'fanai nechtam pasul. We have two testifying that the ktiva was done in front of them, and one testifying that the chatima was done in front of him, pasul. V'Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says that's fine. V'afilu get yotzei mitachad yedei shnehem pasle rabbonon. Even when the get comes from both parties over here, you're telling me that the rabbonon are pusel? Amarle in. He said yes. That even if one of the shlichim said b'fanai nechtav, and one of the shlichim said b'fanai nechtam, in that case, the chachamim still say that it is pasul. So even though you have two edim on the ktiva, one ed on the chatima, and they both have status of a shliach, that is not sufficient because of the separation between the ktiva and the chatima. If you don't have a single individual doing both of them, then it will not suffice or will not differentiate it, first of all, from Kiyum Shtarot, but also doesn't follow the Takanat Chachamim, which is to say, Bifanai Nechtab Ufanai Nechtam. And therefore, it's Pasul according to Rabbanan. This follows the Lishna Achrona that we saw yesterday, which says that even in the face of two Edim being Shlichim, the Rabbanan still say it's Pasul in the Mishnah. And that was according to the Lishna Achrina yesterday. Zimnin Ashkechei, Tiyoti v'kamar. So sometimes he found him saying, "Dafilu get yotzei mitachad yedei chatima kasher." As opposed to the first Lashon, which says that it has to be coming from the aid, Ktiva, in order to give him the power of two. Over here, the suggestion is that the get is Yotze Mitach Yedei Chatima. Even if the Edim on the signatories bring the get, and they're the Shlichim, it would still be Kasher. Alma Kasavar. So from this, you would conclude, Shnaim Sheviu Get, Mimdinat Ayam, Ein Tzrichim Shiomru Bifaneinu Nechtav, Ubifaneinu Nechtam. From this, you would conclude that you don't need to say Bifanai Nechtav, Ubifanai Nechtam, when you have two Edim, because that's why it doesn't matter that the Eid Ktiva was not a Shliach over here, because the whole Bifaneinu Nechtav, Bifaneinu Nechtam was superfluous or not necessary here, because we actually have two Edim who are Shlichim. It's a case that's lo shchiach. Since it's a case lo shchiach, the chalchamim were not gozer in that case. And therefore, you would not need the aid ktiva to be a shliach in order for this to work. Amalei Rabbi Yasi, elemiato, reisha diktoni, shnayim omrim bifaneinu nechtav, vechad omer bifanei nechtam pasul. So in the reisha where it says that two people say it was written in front of us, and one says it was signed in front of me, pasul, Rabbi Yehuda makshir, Taimo dena get yotzei mitachad yedei shnehem. The only reason the chachamim are posel over there is because you don't have two shlichim. You don't have two individuals bringing. Ha get yotzei mitachad yedei shnehem. On the other hand, if you have two individuals bringing the get, machshirei rabbonon. Then the rabbonon would say that it is kasher. Amarlei in, he responded in the affirmative and said that is the case. This is similar to the lashon rishon that we saw yesterday in which you do not need both Edim to be the Shlichim when Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. And if both Edim are the Shlichim, even the Rabbonon agree that in that case, that it is a kosher get. So again, Rashi will say that the reason that once you have the two Edim bringing it is that you have Edim Mitsuyim Lekaimo. The Edim are available to be Mikayim it. And it's a Milta Dulo Shchicho. Therefore, we don't worry about the Gzirat Chachamim. Or Takanat Chachamim, on the other hand, the Tosafot read, the Tosafot, the many other Rishonim say that once you have two Edim that are Shliachim of the Baal, then the Arar of the Baal goes away because we already know that for sure we have two Edim saying that he did send the get with them. And so when he comes and denies that later, he doesn't have a right to go up against the two Edim that say that he did send them with the get. So Mar says, Ha Zimne Lo Amartlan Hochi. So Rabbi Yossi says to him, didn't sometimes you not say it this way? Being politely saying that he had said just the opposite before. So Amarlei, Yateidhi Shalot Timot. This is a peg, or this is a stake in the ground that will not shift, or you should not shift from. Basically saying that this is the proper Lashon, this is the proper way to express it, which again also favors the Lashon Rishon from yesterday's daf. Because over here you see that once you have two Shlichim coming and bringing the get, then the get is kasher even without bifaneinu nechtav, bifaneinu nechtam, or even the chachamim would agree that in that case, it is a kasher get. It's only when we don't have two shlichim bringing it that there is that machloket chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Alright, next Mishnah, we're going to shift gears now. Until now, we've been speaking about the bifaneinu nechtam aspects. Now we move over to the aspect of zman, dating of the shtar. And the Mishnah here addresses that issue, which is Nichta Bayom, Benechtam Bayom. It was written that day and signed that day. Balaila Benechtam Balaila. It was written at night and signed at night. So here you see that writing Gitin or signing on Gitin at night is permitted. And it's not considered to be a Maisa Beitin, which would require you to do it during the day. Balaila Benechtam Bayom. If the get was written at night and signed during the subsequent day, kasher. In all of these cases, it is kasher because all of those are signed on the same day as the time that they were written. I mean, the writing and the signing took place on the same day. So first of all, you see a number of things from this. One is that we only put the date of the day on. We don't stamp it with the actual hour or time that the get was signed and sealed. So that's important because there is a limit to how specific we get in terms of time. You could get down to hours, minutes, seconds in terms of the dating of the get. The Mishnah here tells you that the lowest form of time that we measure is the day. And so once you're on the same day, it doesn't matter. If it was written that day and signed the subsequent night, pasul, because it's written on one day and signed on the next day. We'll see what exactly the problem is here with the Zman. But fundamentally, what we have here is a problem of either Edut Sheker, which is that the witnesses are signing on a document that is dated the previous day, and they're signing to the fact that this get was given on the previous day when they weren't there, or the get wasn't affirmed by their signatures on the previous day. So that's one possibility, is that it's a problem of Edut Sheker. So therefore, the get is considered to be a mizuyaf mitochol because you have Edut Sheker, or because you have a fundamental problem, which is that the date being at the Shat Ktiva is wrong. And because it's wrong, we're going to say that the get is pasul. Not because it's necessarily Edut Sheker, but because there's now a discrepancy between the Shat Ktiva and the date on it, and the Shat Chatima when the get went effective, and that problem the Chachamim see is making the get pasul. So Rabbi Shimon Machshir. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon says that's no problem. Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol ha-gitim shenichtavu b'yom. So again, here you see the use of the word gitim in a context not of get gerushin or get piturin. Gitin here means all contracts that were written during the day, v'nechtavu b'layla psulim, that if they were written during the day and signed at night, they're problematic. Chutz mi gitei nashim. With the exception of gitei nashim, Rashi says, because the law of the guvaina avida, that they're not made for collection. A get is evidence of divorce, not a document of collection. And therefore, the date isn't as essential in the get as it is in the documents of sale transactions or borrowing, because that sets the date from which the encumbrance of whichever party there comes into effect. And that makes a big difference, whether it was the day before or that day. On the Gitei Nashim, we are somewhat indifferent as to when it happens. Now, what we see from this is that the Chachamim believe that the dating of the get is integral to the get or the Kashruta get, and the failure to have a date inside the get is posel the get. So remember, a get only goes effective either with the Chatimat Ha'edim, according to Rabbi Meir, or Ayedei Misirat HaGet, according to Rabbi Elazar. And then obviously we had the Machloket, the Tosfot, and the Rif, whether according to Rabbi Elazar, also the Chatimat Ha'edim can also make the get effective. So the Ktivat HaGet, the writing of the get itself, is not important. And therefore, dating the get based on the Ktivah has no real inherent value, because that's clearly not the time that the get goes effective. And therefore, if there's some separation between the writing the get and the effectiveness of the get, then the dating of it based on the Ktivah is wrong. And that's what the problem in our Mishnah is, as well as, according to Rambam, because Yadua Shayom Alecha Chara Laila, Lefikach Nichta Beyom Veibo Belaila, Yeidut Sheker, Lefi Shehu Mishaneh Zmano. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Lefi Shein Lezmane Beget Isha To'elet Merubeh. The dating of the get is helpful, might be good, but it's not integral to the get. And therefore, even though it's wrong, the absence of the Zman and the get is not going to make it into a get pasul automatically. So while according to Rabbi Shimon there is a value to having the date in the get, it's not fundamental or inherent to the get, because there is no halachic issue that is hinging on that date. And as Tosfot points out over here, that Rabbi Shimon is makshir, delaytle shema yechapeh. We're going to see in a second some of these reasons that the Gemara gives for why we date the get. So he doesn't have this. Umishim peri namileka, the kasaver mishnatana navdagasha shuvein the bal perot. Because the issue of perot is also not relevant, because it has nothing to do with the signature of the get, but rather the writing of the get or the decision to give the get. And therefore for him, the date adds no value here. Since it has no value, it's not posel the get. That's what it says, then why don't we worry about the fact that maybe the husband and wife will collude here? And therefore, Rabbi Shimon, you should have it be that the date and the signing on the same day, so that we don't have to worry about collusion. He says that Edim are generally trained not to sign a get if the date is different than the day that they are signing on. And so because of that, Rabbi Shimon says there's no need for this takana of date in the get in terms of fundamentally making the get pasul. It's only because of convenience, which is, if later on she wants to get married, we know exactly when she got divorced, and so on and so forth, but there's not a halachic ramification to that, and therefore the get should not be pasul when the date is not the same day as when the get was written. Alright, so now the Gemara says, Itmer, Mipnei Mati Kno Zman Begitin. Why were they Mitakein Zman in the Get? We don't have any clear reference to the fact that the Chachamim were Mitakein Zman in the Get. I mean, it's almost here taken as a given. We never have any explicit reference within a Mishnah to say that you have to have a Zman in the Get. We'll see today it's reference to a Mishnah that we also saw in the first parak as well. And from there, it might be indicative of the fact that there was such a takana, which is that there are shlosha gitim. There are three gitim that are psulim, v'chatchila, v'bidiyavad, they're ksherim, and the blood is not a mamzer. And one of those is a get without a zman in it, a get without a date in it. So from there, you would assume that there is v'chatchila necessity to put a date into the get, and that might be the Tanaic source for the fact that you have to put a date into the get. Otherwise, again, it's not obvious that you have to have a date inside the get, but it is assumed by the Gemara and by the Chachamim that that definitely was a takanat Chachamim, that there should be a Zman in the get. And the Gemara wants to know why. What is the purpose of having the get have a Zman in it? Tosfot over here discusses what the possibilities of why you would need a date in a get, independent of the reasons that the Gemara is about to give. And each one of those cases, he shows that it's not necessary to have the date in the get, because we could get to an answer or deal with the problem in a different manner. What's interesting is the Tosafot Reed mentions that in other places, we say that if a woman does not have a ketubah, or in places where they do not give a ketubah, the get acts as a vehicle for her to collect her ketubah. So then the dating of the get should be important for that reason. Because as the Tosafot Reed, Ava gavdit nanu tziya get veni mo ketubah govak ketubata, La mizman aget tarfa, am mizman ktuba. V'gita baraya shir girsha, v'nitchayev ktubata. Uma yaselo imhu mukdam. So that the get is evidence of the fact that she's entitled to her ktuba. But in terms of entitlement for her ktuba, that's already from the time that she got married. The date in the get has no relevance in terms of the buyers or sellers of the husband's property, because her encumbrance on the husband's property is already way back from the time that she got married. And therefore, the get's date is not relevant to that collection, even though it entitles her to the collection. In terms of the date that is relevant for that collection, that's the ketubah, not the get. For that reason, he says that you wouldn't need a date and a get for those purposes. And that's why the Gemara here is querying as to, if we do require a date and the get, what is the reason why you would require a date and the get? Why would you put a date on? That's what the Gemara is about to discuss, the value of a date. You're right also. There are plenty of reasons why there's a value to a date on the get. Question of how integral it is to the get is the question here. And what it seems from the Chachamim is it's so integral that it makes the get pasul. According to Rabbi Shimon, we want a date on the get, but if it's absent, it's not so integral that it makes it pasul. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mishum Bat Ochoto. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it's necessary for his niece. This goes back to the Gemara in Yevamot, that says that a preferable marriage or a really good marriage is when one marries their niece. Over there there's a Machloket Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam as to whether to take it literally, meaning that the niece through the sister, or it means your niece both through your sister and your brother. Just happens to be more likely that you'll marry your sister's niece for reasons the Rabbeinu Tam gives over there, because you like your sister, or your sister is going to be a nudnik, and make sure that you marry her daughter. Bato Choto is talking about this paradigmatic type of marriage. So it's not unique to Bat Ochoto, just happens to be that's an example because they see that as a favorable marriage. But this individual marries his niece, and then she is Mizana. She has an extramarital affair, which is going to result in her getting the death penalty. But she's also his niece, and he doesn't want to see his niece get killed or punished or that extramarital affair. So what he will do is backdate the get, in a way in which she would have been divorced at the time of the extramarital affair. So if we allow for the absence of a date, or the separation or segregation between the dating of the get and the signing of the get, what might result from that is the Edim will be signing on a predated get. And that predated get will be done in order to protect an individual from an extramarital affair. Now, that is not only true for issues or instances where the death penalty is available and in trying to protect against the death penalty, even bizman hazeh, there's still a value to doing something like that. Mamzerim, one is, like you're saying, mamzerut, to protect against children becoming mamzerim for that reason. Or We know that once a woman has an extramarital affair, she's not only asur ala bo'el, she's asur la ba'al. And so if the husband wants to take her back, he can have her be divorced at the time of that affair, and then he could remarry her later without having a problem with that. So there are reasons why a husband might predate the get in order to benefit his wife in that way. Again, the Gemara here talks about a very extreme case, which is a case where it's his family member who he's married to, who's going to end up with a death penalty, and therefore he wants to protect against that happening. Reish Lakish amar mishum peirot. Reish Lakish says we need the date because of financial issues, which is that the Baal is entitled to the peirot of the nichsei melog of the woman. The woman brings into marriage two types of nichasim, nichsei tzonu barzel. Nichsei tzonu barzel are assessed value at the time they enter the marriage, and the husband is responsible to replace that value if they get divorced, or, again, if there's a ketubat benin dichrin, he has to pay that value. That value is fixed and doesn't change, and he can do what he wants with the property. The woman gets no benefit or deficit of the appreciation or depreciation of the property. Other than nichsei melog are properties that remain under the possession of the woman, but the husband is entitled to use the peirot. So in that case, he does not have to guarantee a price or money because the woman's holding the ownership of the property throughout. He basically has a leasehold on the property during the time of their marriage. When does that leasehold terminate? At the time that they get divorced. So as Rashi says over here, Mishum Peirot, Shemizmana get veilech imim kora bal peperot v'nichse melog shela tigavim. If the husband continues to transact in the peirot after the date in the get, then the woman can go and pull back the peirot. She can demand that they be returned because they were not his to sell. If there's no date in the get, then the husband's just going to go on selling their peirot without anybody stopping him because he'll claim that they weren't divorced yet. Since they weren't divorced, he doesn't have to do it. So he says, Kodem gerushin macharti. Always say, it was before the divorce that I did that. So we want a date in the get in order to stop or have a financial point where the Baal's leasehold is terminated, and she can prove the fact that the Baal's leasehold has been terminated. Reish Tosfot explains that the Baal will be entitled to sell and buy the peirot ad shat netina. If we don't know the zman and the get, then the woman's only evidence of the gerushin at the time that she received the get. And therefore, the husband will be entitled to the peirot until that point in time. So for the benefit of the woman to cut off the peirot that the husband's entitled to take, we want a date in the get, because otherwise she's subject to shat netina and not shat ktiva. Reish Lakish, my time alo amar ki Rabbi Yochanan. Why does the Reish Lakish like Rabbi Yochanan's explanation? I'm the cha, because he didn't say to you, znut lo shchicha. You're not going to make a takana inside of a get for this eventuality where you have an extramarital affair and he wants to cover up for an extramarital affair. That seems like a far-fetched reason to establish a zman in the get. It is a reason, but it's not enough of a reason to say that we would demand that there be zmanim in getin, plus it would make the get pasul. Tosafot questions this underlying assumption that znut is no shchicha based on the first Mishnah in Ketubot. The first Mishnah in Ketubot says that the reason that we get married on Yom Revi'i is because if there was znut, they could get up the next morning and go to Beit Din right away. And so Tosfot says over there, based on that, you see that we do make takanot with regards to znut. So why wouldn't we do the same thing over here? So Tosfot's answer is that the type of znut that we're talking about here is znut with edim, hatra'ah, or basically znut b'mezidu b'ratzon, where there's going to end up with a death penalty. That's an unusual occurrence. The other way to deal with it is to say that in the Mishnah in Ketubot, the whole reason for that takana is to protect or to stop the husband from living together with a woman who he is asur to live with because she had znut. Over here, the takana is against someone protecting a woman from chiyuv mita. So when we're talking about taking care of an individual, protecting from an isur, we might make a gzeira in that way, or a takana in that way. Over here, we're going to make a takana to stop someone protecting someone for mita. We're not protecting them from anything. The takana is to stop them from doing something wrong like that. Maybe in that case, it's not called shchicha enough, for the Chachamim to establish a takana. Others suggest that there's a difference between pre-Nisuin, where Znut might be Shchicha, versus post-Nisuin, where Znut might be less Shchicha. The other thing might have to do with the nature of when the Znut is. Here we're talking about Znut in the middle of a marriage. Over there in Ketubot, we're talking about Znut that is prior to the marriage, but is the beginning of the marriage, or the basis for the marriage. And therefore, we want the strongest foundation upon which the marriage is to be built. And over there, if we have any questions or any sfekot, we want them cleared up so that the marriage is the most grounded as it could be, or it starts on the most stable footing that it could have. And therefore, there's a value to the takana to clear up these issues right from the beginning of the marriage. Over here, we're talking about znut in the middle of a marriage. So over here, we're not talking about the beginnings or the foundations of the marriage, but talking about an existing marriage where there seems to be a problem or an issue that happened. And so in that case, we're not going to institute takanot that deal with those types of issues. But when it comes to nisuin and the beginnings of nisuin, and we want it to get off on the best footing and the greatest kedusha, over there we will institute takanot in order to ensure the viability and the feasibility of really good marriages. As we said before, there are other reasons to do this, even when there's no death penalty involved. So I don't know if you have to go as far as Tosfot to say that we're only speaking about a case of the death penalty. It's not lo shchicha, might be just a statement about extramarital affairs in general, that that's not an everyday occurrence, and therefore you're not going to establish a takana just for that eventuality. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo makarish lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Reish Lakish? Kasavar, Yesh Lebal Perot ad Shat Netina. Because Rabbi Yochanan believes that until the get is given, then the Baal has a right to Perot. The Perot are not terminated at the dating of the get, or the writing of the get, but rather at the time that the get is actually given to the woman. So over there, you're not going to have a problem, because the date on the get being different than the giving of the get is not going to make any difference, because we're not looking at the date of the get, we're looking at the time of giving the get. So, in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, the payrolls are good until Shat Nitina. Now, that's the thing. There are actually three stages here within Gitin. Within a get, you have Shat Ktiva, which is the time the get's written. You have Shat Chatima, the get's signed. And then you have Shat Nitina, when the get is actually given to the woman. Why by a get this is a bigger problem than you have by other documents is because in cases of other transactions, the sofer is not allowed to write the document or the contract without the presence of both parties. He can't write about a loan, or he can't write about transaction or sale without the selling party there, without the borrowing party that's there. And so therefore, you're not going to have this problem or this gap between the dating of the contract and the giving of the contract, the signing of the contract, because the parties are present. That is not true by Gitin. By Gitin, the sofer, if the Baal asks him to write a get, can write a get even though the woman is not present. And therefore, there's going to be likely a gap between the writing of the get, signing of the get, and then possibly the giving of the get. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh lebal perot ad shat netina. That the Baal has perot until netinat get, meaning that the end of the marriage is at the time of the giving of the get. If that's the case, then as far as perot are concerned, the date in the get is not relevant whatsoever, because it's not meaningful in this context until the get is given to the woman. So what Rashi says is, Hilkach zman ktivat get lo mahani midei. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the zman in the get has no bearing or no benefit. Tchiyat el mitrof. That becomes to take them, if she wants to say that he was no longer entitled to payroll, they're going to have to bring evidence as to when that moment of nitina was. That moment of nitina is the time that the get goes effective, and that has nothing to do with the day inside of the get. And so the Rabbi Yochanan says this payroll issue has no bearing on the dating because the two are disconnected from each other. That's what Rashi proposes. On the other hand, Tosafot shows that from other places it's clear that the woman does not have to give evidence of Shat Netina, but automatically the dating in the shtar is assumed to be the Shat Netina, and that is the default unless we have evidence to the contrary. And therefore what Rashi is saying doesn't make so much sense. And therefore the Ri says, You don't have to put dating because of perot. If you didn't institute that there be dating in the get, the woman would, by herself, get the get validated and have a date put in it because she'd want to have evidence as to when the shat netina was. And therefore, there's no reason to have a zman in the get when the zman will be known because of the woman's necessity to have evidence of the zman netina, and she'll get the date put into the get. And therefore, you don't have to institute it. The woman is incentivized over here to get the get verified, validated, and dated in order to terminate the husband's rights to the perot of the nechse melog. So it's really not relevant, the date in the get, then, to protect against the perot, because the woman herself is going to ensure that she has evidence of the date, because she wants to have it proof positive that the baal can't come and take perot anymore. So even without a date in the get, she will go get something that validates or verifies the date of the netina in order to protect herself. So bishlam ala reish lakish, according to Reish Lakish, Mishum Halchin Ka Machshir Rabbi Shimon. We understand why Rabbi Shimon is Machshir, because, and this comes to your question before, Rabbi Shimon believes, Kevin Shenatan Einav the Garsha, Shuv Ein Lo Perot. As soon as the husband decides to divorce her, he loses the right to the Perot. Meaning that if the effectiveness of the divorce, as far as the Perot are concerned, for Rabbi Shimon already starts from the moment he decides he wants to divorce her. The fact that the date was early and the Khatima was later, by the mere fact that he already had the get written earlier and the date was on it, then we know for sure at that point he was thinking about divorcing her. He might have started before that, but no later than that did he think about divorcing her. The mere fact that he has the get written already is indicative of the fact that that is what he is thinking. So now, what Reish Lakish will say is that is why Rabbi Shimon doesn't worry about the dating in the Mishnah. The Chachamim are worried about the dating because they believe, we'll see in a second, that from the shat netina is when the get goes effective, and therefore the date in the get is going to cause you a problem, because the date precedes that time of the giving of the get. Whereas for Rabbi Shimon, it makes no difference. The fact that the date's there, that's exactly when he lost his perot, he might have even lost them earlier. So it's not an issue. But as soon as he decides to divorce her, he no longer has a right. It's almost, in Rabbi Shimon, a moral thing that if one is going to divorce their wife and intends to divorce the wife, they should not be capitalizing on the perot in the estate and start taking advantage of the fact that, oh, we're still married, but he doesn't want to be married. So on a moral basis, once a person decides to divorce the wife, then he should also stop all the privileges of being married to this woman, and that includes perot of the nechse melog. Zela Rabbi Yochanan, my time with the Rabbi Shimon the Machshir. If the whole problem is Shemi Chapeh, why does Rabbi Shimon think that that's not a good reason to have a zman in the Gittin? So Amalchah Rabbi Yochanan, Alib Rabbi Shimon Okamina. Says, my reason is not relevant to Rabbi Shimon. Or basically, what the Gemara is about to say is, Ki Amina Alib Rabbanan, I say it according to Rabbanan, and Bishlam Ala Rabbi Yochanan, Hainud Ika Ben Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. That's exactly the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanan worry about Shemi Yechapeh. Rabbi Shimon does not worry about Shemi Yechapeh. So the zman in the get for the Rabbanan is because of Shemi Yechapeh. Rabbi Shimon does not worry about Shemi Yechapeh. And since he doesn't worry about Shemi Yechapeh, he doesn't worry about a predated get. So then, that is exactly or fundamentally the machlok between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say the reason for zman to get a Shemi Yechapeh. Rabbi Shimon says, we don't worry for cover-ups like that. And we saw before, Rabbi Shimon is worried about Perot. And so therefore he doesn't worry about the get being predated. El Reish Lakish, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Shimon de Rabbonon. So according to Reish Lakish, we understand what Rabbi Shimon's position is, or why Rabbi Shimon would say there's no problem over here, because Rabbi Shimon believes that the perot are terminated at the time that he thinks about getting divorced from her, and therefore the earlier date is not a problem for you. But in the end, what's the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon? The answer to that will be exactly along these lines, when did the perot terminate? El Reish Lakish, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, Perot d'mishat ktiva v'adshat chatima ika ben ayu. Perot from the time period of writing until the time period of the signing is the difference between them. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, the Baal only loses his perot at the time of the signing of the get, not from the writing of the get, not from the dating of the get, not from when he started to think about divorcing her. Until the divorce is final, the Baal is entitled to Perot. So according to the Chachamim, predating the shtar is a loss for the Baal, because the predated shtar is then going to cause his Perot to be terminated at an earlier date than he otherwise should have been, because his Chatima was the Zman of the termination of the leasehold, whereas now it's going to be based on an earlier date, on a predated shtar, and he's going to lose his Perot at a much earlier date. For Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't matter, because Rabbi Shimon says he loses his Perot from the time he thinks about divorcing her. So the predating is no worse. Once he started to write a get, he for sure was thinking about divorcing her, and therefore that date is not an incorrect date. It might have even been earlier, but it's definitely not later than that date. They had the get written, and it's dated. And that's the difference between them. Predating for the Chachamim is a monetary problem, because it shifts the ownership too early. Whereas for Rabbi Shimon, that's a likely time when it shifted. It might have shifted earlier, but no later than that date did it shift, and therefore he's okay with it. So that's according to Rish Lakish. Tosafot actually explains on the previous Amud that Rabbi Shimon believes once the get is ra'ui to be given, then already the Baal loses his Perot at that point. And that is because Rabbi Shimon believes Ede Misira Karte, that the giving of the get, Ede Misira, is what determines the get. And therefore, from the moment that the get's written, it's ra'ui to be given and used as a get, even though you don't have Ede Chatima on it. On the other hand, the Rabbanon believe that even though technically you're right, the get is ra'ui to be used at this moment through Ede Misira, but without Ede Chatima, you don't have a kol. You don't have it made public, the fact that he is divorcing her, and you can't protect the kuchot. So since the kuchot can't be protected in that case, we're not going to say that the husband loses the perot, or the husband's sales of perot are going to be retracted, and that's why they say that until Shat Nitina, the Baal has a right to transact in the perot. So according to Reish Lakish, the issue is perot in the Mishnah, and the machloka between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon is about when do the perot terminate for the Baal. According to Rabbi Shimon, they terminate as soon as he thinks about giving a get. And according to Rabbanan, it only happens when he effectively gives the get, or you have a chatima on the get. Once the get is signed and effective, that's when the perot are terminated. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason of the Chachamim in the Mishnah Shema Yechapeh is for cover-ups of extramarital affairs. And that's a problem if you're predating a shtar, because that's the whole issue that we're worried about. Rabbi Shimon does not worry about that issue, but he does believe that it is a problem for Perot, but it's not really a problem because Perot are terminated at the time that he starts to think about divorcing her. And so the difference between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon is the reason for the Zman and the Get, and Rabbi Shimon's reason for the Zman and the Get does not cause a problem for predated Gitin. So Mara says, Va'ib chon shminin luhu. Haven't we just heard the opposite opinions, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Did Mar Meimatay Motzim Beperot? From when can you take out Perot? Rabbi Yochanan Mar Mishat Ktiva. From the time the get is written, Reish Lakish Mar Mishat Nitina. From the time that the get is given. So we just saw before that Rabbi Yochanan, my time of Omar Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Reish Lakish? Is because he thinks Perot are only terminated from the Shat Nitina. From the time that the get is given. And over here, he's saying that it is Shat Ktiva, and Reish Lakish is saying just the opposite. So now, Ipuch, let us flip those positions to straighten that out. Meaning that Rabbi Yochanan will say that it is Mishat Nitina, and that will be in concert, or consistent with his opinion above of why he doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish will say that it is Mishat Ktiva. You either have to say that Reish Lakish holds like Rabbi Shimon, that it's Mishat Ktiva, or that he holds like the Rabbanon, and what he means by Shat Ktiva over here is Shat Chatima. Alright, now the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye, the Rabbi Yosef. Gimel Gitin Psulim. There are three Gitin that are Psulim, it's a Mishnah later on. Bimniseit Avlad Kasher. On the other hand, Bidi Avad, if she gets married, premised on this get, gets married again, and then has children, the baby that's born is Kasher, is not a Mamzer. So now he says, Ma'u'ilu Chachamim Bitakanatan. Abaye's question to Rabbi Yosef is, if the Chachamim are mitakein that you need Zman and a get, and one of the examples in this case where, if you don't have a Zman and a get, we say it's Pasul, but if you married based on it, the Vlad is Kasher, then Abaye says, then what did the Takanat Chachamim of dating help in this case? Dating the get in the end, even if you don't have a date in it, it is kasher. So Rabbi Yosef answers him, Ahanu de lechatchila lo tinasei. That lechatchila, we won't let her get married. In addition, lechatchila, a sofer will not write a get without the proper date in it. And that's what Rashi writes over here. Came into Achihu, Ibai lechtov get below zman. If he wants to write a get without any date in it, lechapoto bat achuto dem korbe perot, lo katvulei sofrei dayanim, velo chatme ele sade. You will not get scribes to write such a get, and you will not get edim to sign on such a get. And so there is a value in the takanat chachamim, at least lechatchila. And that value is beneficial, and therefore even though b'diavad, the get is still a good get, the chatchila has impact on the way that, first of all, people will act in most cases, as well as what the sofer will do in these types of situations. So that's what the takanat chachamim helps for, is that in general we're not going to have gitin without dates in it. You'll have, sometimes it'll happen, but in general, we won't have that problem. So now he says to him, gazia lezman didei, if he slices off the date, v'yaviya ni'ala, and then he gives it to her, mai, what's the din? We don't worry about cheaters, or we don't worry about connivers who are going to cut off the date in order to give her a get and protect her or change the timing of the termination of the rights to peirot. We don't worry about that. Over here, it seems that there's a dual reason. One reason is that we don't worry about Ramayim. We're not trying to worry about cheats and thieves over here. But secondly, we also know that he did it. I mean, it's obvious when you've cut off the top of the get where the date was. She says, so even though maybe in general we would worry about connivers or people who are trying to cheat the system, but where it's so obvious that they cheated or did something like that, we're not going to worry about it because either it's self-evident that somebody did something here, people will be suspicious of the get. And number two is that people, even when they're going to cheat or try to do something sneaky, they don't do something that is obvious. They do it in a hidden way or an underhanded way. And this is too obvious that they did it. And if you look in the Tosfot Arid, he says, Vein adam usetz mo rasha v'lo chayshin en lohochi. Person doesn't make themselves into a rasha to act in this way. On the other hand, you could say that even if the time or the date is sliced off of it, the get is still kasher, because lo chayshinan, we don't worry about those situations to say that it's a get pasul when the time has been sliced off or that there was some ulterior motive here. So Rashi says that we're not choshesh for people acting in this way because we don't think they're going to act in this way. But you could read this that if it was done, lo chayshinan, we don't worry about the kashruta get and we assume that the get is kasher in this case. Tosfot here notes that in the end, the get, if it has the date erased in it or cut off, the get will be kasher. And therefore, why don't we suspect that the woman herself will erase the date or cut off the date, and then she'll have a kosher get, at least bidiavad. So Tosfot over here says, when it comes to a get, the woman knows that the get is to her benefit. And her greatest fear is that if she erases the date in the get, that it will actually make the get pasul. She doesn't know the din that it's kosher bidiavad. And therefore, she'll be afraid to erase the date and make the get pasul because that's really her ticket out of here, her ticket to protection. And therefore, we don't suspect that the woman will erase the date. On the other hand, in other documents, like the Gemara says in other places, a document of Kiddushin, if we instituted that there be a date in the document of Kiddushin, the woman would not be afraid to erase that because all the Kiddushin does is obligates her, puts her in a position that is of a chovah. So over there, she won't worry about erasing the date because at worst, if the document is pasul, then she's not married. So that's not to her detriment. On the other hand, here, by the get, she's more fearful to play around with the get because if the get is pasul, that ruins her whole ability to be freed or to get out of the problem that she's in right now. Katuv bo shavua, shana, chodesh, shabbat, mai. If in the get, now, the way Rashi writes this, this is O. This means or. Not that it has all of these, but it has one of these. If it has the cycle of the Ovel that we are in, or the year of the Ovel that we are in, it has Shana, the year that we're in, or Chodesh, the month that we're in, or Shabbat, the week that we're in, Mai, what's the din? If you have a get that's dated with one of those, is that good? Amalei kasher? The get is kasher. Umay olil chachamim b'takanatan. Then what is the benefit of the takanat chachamim if such a dating is considered to make it into a get kasher? So it says, ahan ol shavua dekamei, ol shavua debatrei. It helps. Whenever you have some sort of demarcation of time, then it helps you. So for instance, if you know which week it is, then we know that the week before she was married, and we know that the week afterwards she was divorced, and then that will have impact. Before that week, she was obviously married, and that won't help for a cover-up before that time. And as far as peirot are concerned, the subsequent week she was clearly divorced, and therefore was not entitled to peirot. So there is a value in putting in time in the get, even though it is not as narrow a sequence as we would want. We want something that gives you the day in the get, which is the narrowest series that we ask for, or demarcation that we ask for. But even if you use wider ranges of time, like a week, a month, a year, or where you are in the Yovel, all of those have a benefit, even though they're not as accurate or detailed as we would like. If you don't say that, then Yom Agufe Miyadin Animitzafra Imin Panyo. Because even within a day itself, you don't know if it happened in the morning or if it happened in the afternoon. Ela Leyoma de Kamei, Leyoma de Batrei. Why do we put a date of what day it is? In order to tell us that the day before she was clearly married, the day after she was clearly divorced. When in the day that happened, we can't determine based on the get. Achanami, so too over here, and that's what he says. Just like by the Yom, it helps. Achanami, Ahani Leshvua de Kamei, Leshvua de Batrei. So, every unit of time always has a smaller unit that you could break it down into. But at some point we say that benefit or gain in value from being more detailed or accurate is lost on the ability just to have it done and dated. People will date shtarot based on the day. To have them date the exact hour and everything that happened, you might actually lose in that way rather than gain. So the Chachamim made the smallest amount of time that stayed in the get as a day. So Rabbi Yosef points out that that means that even within a day, we have a certain amount of uncertainty as to when the divorce took place. So therefore, if you have gitin with wider swaths of time, we're still going to say it's kasher because there's a value. Every type of dating has a value. Again, sometimes it's much more valuable because the narrower the scope of time, the more valuable that time is. So Tosfot points out, based on this Gemara, that a get is kasher even if you don't have the exact date in it, even if you have broader swaths of time, then the get is still kasher. If that's the case, why in our Mishnah are we worried about the fact that the get was dated during the day and then signed at night? That's basically the same thing that we have here, which is that you have the general swath of time, you may not have the exact time. So even if a Shavua works, then why should having it written during the day and signed at night not work? So Tosfot says that minastam we believe that a get is given at the time that it is dated, and that the two are correlated. In addition, when there is some sort of dissonance between the date and the time that it's given, the Ede Mesira will help us out in that case, because Kala Itluhu, because they know that there is a difference between the date of the get and the giving of the get. As the Tosfot explains over here, that there's a need for Ede Mesira. Getzrich Ede Mesira, Vafilu Rabbi Meir, Tamar Ede Chati Makarti. That the reason is because you always need Ede Mesira. And since you need Ede Mesira, that's going to protect against this problem of a predated get, because Ede Mesira will testify unto to the date when the get was given or when effective. And Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Debinan Ede Mesira, Dein Davar, Shebe'ever Pachot Mishnayim. That you always need Ede Mesira, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says the get is effective or made effective through the Ede Chatima, because it's a Davar Shebe'erva, and a Davar Shebe'erva requires two Edim. V'gam Efrasimim Lotzi Kol Shipnuya. And in addition to that, that publicizes the fact that this woman is now a single woman, which we want. We want her name to go out as being a single woman. And then everybody will know that she was not divorced from the day of the dating in the get. And then they'll ask her for evidence of the fact that the date is right. And therefore, Tosfot says, the only time we say this is true is when there is some sort of intermediary who's going to notice the difference between the date and the effectiveness of the get. About nichta bayom, v'nechtam balayla, yesh lachul shimtzor la ba'atzmo b'tzina l'chapot aleha. Our biggest fear is that he will give it to her privately, when there's that slight discrepancy between the dating and the signing of the get, and no one know about the discrepancy, and that's why the Mishnah says it's pasul, because that's the type of discrepancy that could be overlooked, versus a big time dissonance, which usually involves a shliach, and will become obvious that there is that difference, and that will cause people to ask the question as to when the get went effective. And Tosfot says over here, we don't worry about a husband holding a get in his back pocket just for the possible occurrence, because the Gemara is going to say tomorrow that people don't makdim purunato. People don't bring bad things upon themselves, whether it's an ayin hara or whether it's the consideration of a possibly very difficult outcome or problematic situation. People don't try to deal with that up front or enter into that world up front. And therefore, we don't worry about the husband holding a get in abeyance, just waiting in case there's a problem, and then he can throw it to his wife and save her from whatever difficulties would arise from that. In addition, we don't worry about the fact that the husband writes the get himself and gives it to his wife, which is permissible because most people are not biki'im in the writing of the get, and they won't be able to do that without the help of a sofer. As we said before, the sofrim know that you're not allowed to predate the get or have a get without a date on it. All right, I'm going to stop here on the last line of Yud Zayin Amud Bet.